Fight. Liu Cyborg. Liu Kang. Shang Tsung. Scorpion. Shao Kahn. Raiden. Sub-Zero.
Welcome back to another episode of the MK Mobile Podcast. Holy crap, is there a lot of stuff happening today? I'm actually kind of glad that I waited a couple days to get this episode out. I had a busy weekend, so I wasn't able to record anything. And like I said, I'm glad I did wait because, man, today some serious news dropped. So we'll just kind of start with a little bit of everything. So we're going to start with, this episode will be kind of like the future of MK Mobile and the future of Mortal Kombat and the present time of Mortal Kombat Mobile. And we will start off with the exciting news that dropped today. And if you didn't know, for some reason, Mortal Kombat announced a new role-playing game and it's called MK Onslaught. Okay, so this is obviously going to be a new mobile game to the Mortal Kombat franchise. And you know what? I'll just read through this article, and this is from CBR.com. So I'm going to read this basically word for word, but this is their article published by Brad Lang 12 hours ago. All right, here we go. Warner Brothers Games announces Mortal Kombat Onslaught, a role-playing mobile game featuring some of the franchise's most iconic figures. Mortal Kombat Onslaught is set to reimagine the brutal franchise into a role-playing game. Announced by Warner Brothers Games, this upcoming new collection RPG is being developed and co-published by NetherRealm Studios, which is responsible for most of the mainline games in the series. Described as the first mobile-exclusive cinematic story experience for the franchise, players will be able to build their squad of fighters and deploy them in massive real-time battles against groups of enemies. While details on the narrative are currently unknown, the publisher has hinted that gamers will be working to defeat a dark and dangerous threat that seeks to destroy all of the realms. So that in itself sounds super freaking exciting, okay? I'm pretty stoked for this, honestly. They did release a graphic, also an image, and of course it's got the usual gang of suspects, a lot of the iconic figures, like I said in that article. You've got Raiden, Sub-Zero, Shinnok, you got Kitana getting grabbed by her dad, Shao Kahn, you've got Scorpion, and then Quan Chi fighting Jade. So a badass looking piece of art right there. And then just to kind of add on to that, I'll kind of read through some different notes that came out of a Business Wire article about this too. This went pretty fast. This news spread like wildfire, and a lot of different companies were a lot of different news agencies were reporting on it. So I'm just going to read the two here, but anyways, this is from Business Wire. New mobile collection role-playing game featuring exclusive story experience and console quality cinematics launching worldwide in 2023. That's pretty awesome. I'm excited to see what the story is. Okay, just Mortal Kombat stories are usually pretty interesting, and this one obviously sounds like it's going to have a brand new story behind it. So here we go. San Francisco. Warner Brothers Games today announced Mortal Kombat Onslaught, a new collection role-playing game RPG launching globally in 2023 for mobile devices. Developed and co-published by award-winning NetherRealm Studios, Mortal Kombat Onslaught will feature the first mobile-exclusive cinematic story experience for the franchise, where players must build a team of fighters from a vast roster of characters and unleash them in a massive real-time group battles to stop a dark and dangerous threat from wreaking havoc across the realms. This title will be the newest mobile entry for the Mortal Kombat franchise since the release of Mortal Kombat Mobile, which has amassed more than 150 million installs and is one of the top 5 most downloaded fighting games on iOS and Android, as well as having one of the most important and premier podcast about it. Whoa. I'm kidding. I just added that. Mortal Kombat is also celebrating a major milestone this month with their 30th anniversary, a testimony to the enduring popularity and critical acclaim of this legendary franchise. Okay, so here we get a little bit of info from somebody on the inside. They say, Mortal Kombat is a legendary franchise and pop culture phenomenon, and it continues to engage players and advance the fighting genre across multiple platforms. This is from David Haddad, president of Warner Brothers Games. Mortal Kombat Onslaught is a testament to why Mortal Kombat has been a top gaming franchise for over 30 years, and its NetherRealm team continues to innovate and bring new gameplay to fans. Okay, so here we get a little excerpt here from Ed Boon. We are pushing the boundaries of Mortal Kombat to allow players to experience the franchise in new ways, while still staying true to its core, visceral nature, said Ed Boon, Chief Creative Officer at NetherRealm Studios. With Mortal Kombat Onslaught, we reimagined Mortal Kombat into a strategic, team-based collection RPG with fast-paced group melee combat that both new and existing fans can enjoy. So, holy crap. I don't know about you, but I am pretty stoked to get this on my phone and try it out. And of course, it's not coming out till 2023, so we got a little while to wait. Not that long, but a little while to wait. But if you want to sign up and get updates, you can go to onslaught.mortalkombat.com and you have to enter your Warner Brothers ID, your WB ID, if you already have one, or sign up and create one, and you will get updates for this game. So, pretty excited about that. That's some major news, okay? Because it's been 7 years since they've dropped a mobile game, obviously. So now that we've read through that article, we need to get back to MK Mobile. And what does this new game mean for MK Mobile? One of the big questions on Twitter today was, what's going to happen to Mortal Kombat Mobile? Are we still going to get support? Are they just going to like go in and unplug those servers? And will we just be stuck with our Mortal Kombat Mobile apps that are just going to like slowly turn to dust and blow off the screen of our phones? Well, we got an answer. We got an answer from MKPack. Basically, Maximum Damage said, one question, how is going to be the support and updates for MK Mobile after this? And Mick replied, both games will continue to be updated and live at the same time. So that's good news. That is good news that they're going to keep supporting MK Mobile, because obviously a lot of people, 150 million, according to that one article, have their time and lives wrapped up in it. This guy right here, I've got my two thumbs pointing at me, is one of those people. And everybody probably listening to this right now. So that was good news. That's reassuring to hear all that. And there was another thread of tweets today that kind of made me happy and kind of got my heart racing a little bit. And that was a tweet that started from the Blood God. And he basically said, I hope there's an original plot slash new story. I was always interested in the campaign, like battles in MK Mobile's quest mode, as I feel like the stories, rewarded upon progressing, had the potential to introduce more. I feel like this is it. Okay. So obviously he's referring to the story that is included and embedded in quest mode. So he's talking about quest mode in MK Mobile, and he got a reply from MKPack again. He goes, wasn't Game Time Gaming going to animate and voice the whole quest mode? And yes, I was actually planning on doing that. I kind of am planning on doing that. So if anybody's been following my channel for a long time, they know I have a really corny way of animating. I literally use Keynote on my MacBook Pro. I just move them around using the features that are in in Keynote. It's terrible, but it gets the job done, okay? So, yeah, so I responded to him. I said, I was still having the works too. The plan is to highlight all the amazing MK artists by showcasing their style for different characters in each quest. Also having different mobile players contribute by doing the character voices. But obviously, it all comes down to the money, of course. So I tried to start this. I reached out to a couple artists, just amazing artists on Twitter, and I kind of got some prices from everyone. And with the amount of characters that are referenced in quest mode, it was going to be in the thousands of dollars, and I just can't afford that, okay? And I really, really want to do this because I think it would be just a really cool thing to do. And I think it would be kind of like an homage to JJ Williams and Mick, who originally put this whole quest mode together, I'm pretty sure JJ had a lot to do with it. I think Mick was there too, but I remember JJ referencing it, that he had put a lot of work into it. So it was pretty exciting to see that brought back up, and I got to thank Mick for even remembering that in the first place. But he went one step further, and he included actual MK Mobile Gaming. He said, let's make this influencer project shine. And of course, I would love to see this thing get off the ground. It would be so fun to work on this and collaborate with all the amazing Mortal Kombat artists and just kind of like showcase their artwork, get their names out there, let people know who they are, and then just to see the different styles of their artwork in every single episode of this, every single quest in this quest mode. I think viewers would really like that. And then of course, include the people who play the game. They can voice the different characters as well. So it'd be fun. So I'm just, thank you, Mick, if you're listening, for actually including me on that. So with that, that's a lot of news right there. That could be its own episode. But we do need to get back to MK Mobile in itself and the Classic Tower. Okay, here we go. Okay, I want to start by saying this Fatal Tower may be one of the most stressful towers I have ever dealt with. Okay, so stressful that I, for a second, stopped playing it. And I don't think I've ever had that happen on a tower. The problem is, the crashing. Okay, we've had towers with difficult battles before. That's nothing new. But when a tower won't even let you progress because it keeps crashing, that's a whole new level of frustration, okay? I can't get behind that. My analogy was, it's like riding a bike that the wheels keep falling off. And the wheels keep falling off, you fall off, but then you get back on, and then they keep falling off. And I would even go one step further. It's almost like riding a bike with square wheels, and those wheels keep falling off. Because it's a hard, like, obviously I'm talking about Fight 196 on the Fatal Tower. I think it took me 20 some times to pass it just because of the crashes, okay? It would lock up on the very last character right when you're getting ready to beat it, and it would crash, and it would wipe your progress. Then you'd have to reopen the game, and then you're one less fight, you know, forward in the tower. So very frustrating, obviously very frustrating. I actually did end up passing it, and then I did pass the Fatal Tower once, and I got MK11 Nightwolf. So a good reward, no lie, but wow, talk about stressful, super stressful. So we've obviously been reaching out to WB Game Support, hoping to hear some answers on this. And Mick did respond to someone today on Twitter who was referencing these problems in the tower. And he said, the team is working on these tower issues and they definitely want to make sure the fixes are well tested. I know it's super frustrating, but please just a bit more time. Okay, I get that. I can respect that. You don't want to rush in and try to fix something and then have it break right away again, okay? You want to test it. Obviously, everybody's thinking, well, why didn't they do that the first time? I don't know. I don't work there. But what I'm saying is they found some problems. The players have found some problems. Now is the time to sit down and figure out how to fix them and get them done right before you re-release it and possibly have it happen again. So anyways, I still love the game. Whew. Even though it did add about 10 years onto my life playing up that Classic Tower, obviously I still love the game. But I, like everybody else, am really hoping they fix that Classic Tower, because I think if it doesn't get fixed, I think I'll be done playing it, at least that version. I'll still play the normal tower and get my reward. But yeah, that Fatal one, oof, that's a lot of stress. Don't need that. So anyways, what a wild day. What a wild freaking day. A lot of big news coming forward next year. I can't wait to see more. I'm definitely going to get on that MortalKombatOnslaught.com. and get updates for that, because I will definitely be downloading that game. I'm definitely going to be downloading that game. I think that would be a blast. So with that, everybody, that is it for this episode. Thank you all for listening and watching. And stay tuned. I will have another one up coming up next week. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye.